From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has taken up the latest North Korean missile test of what is believed to be a new intercontinental ballistic missile. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley warned the North would be utterly destroyed if war broke out, and appealed to China to scale up its sanctions, including a cutoff of oil against its neighbor.
China must show leadership and follow through. China can do this on its own, or we can take the oil situation into our own hands.
President Donald Trump spoke by phone Wednesday with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, following the latest missile launch. Deputy Chinese Ambassador Wu Haotao said China's dual suspension proposal is the best option, trading a freeze on North Korea's missile and nuclear testing for a freeze on joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said it's clear there is no military solution. He appealed for an end to what he called the spiral of tension. In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said unity in a diplomatic pressure campaign against the North appears to be working.
Together with the international community, we must send a unified message to North Korea that it must abandon its weapons of mass destruction programs. All nations must take maximum economic and diplomatic measures to increase pressure on the North Korean regime.
She said new measures are being considered, including maritime interdiction of goods to and from North Korea. In South Sudan, local officials said a tribal militia killed dozens of people in Jonglei State. The attackers are believed to be members of the Murli ethnic group who attacked the village of Dukpayel Tuesday. The killings appear to be part of a series of revenge attacks targeting the Dinkabur tribe. The UN mission also said dozens of women and children were abducted. This is VOA News.